Good morning. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries coming with another intercessory prayer weekend message. And here we are already December the 4th. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name. We come thanking you for another day, thanking you for another wake up. We thank you. So we're thanking you right now, Jesus Christ, for being with us. We thank you, Father, for what you have done for us, bringing us through another week. And through this week, Jesus, you have been with us. All the things that we have been through this week, Heavenly Father, we thank you. And we know, Jesus, that you are looking out for us. And we thank you. Oh, God, we just bless your name. We bless your name. We need your strength, Jesus. We need you. We need you, Jesus, to touch us in every way. Lord, we just ask you, Father, that you touch those in nursing home, hospitals. Father, those who need you. People need you, Jesus. Oh, there's more people that need you. People that need to come. Draw them, Jesus Christ. We thank you. We're thanking you, Jesus. Somebody needs to come to you on today. Somebody's depressed on today. Somebody's having problems on today. Somebody's trying to figure it out on today. Somebody needs to know that you're looking out for them, that you want them. We know, Jesus, that you are with them. And Father, we know that you are wooing them. And we ask your Father that you bring them in. And so, Father, we thank you. So, Father, where you take this message, we say thank you again. Oh, God, please forgive us of our sins. Oh, God, please touch us. Oh, God, please touch us, Father. Touch us in our bodies, Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we just thank you. Where you take this message, we say thank you for it. We say thank you. If it's one, two, three, how many you want to hear the message, Jesus, we thank you, Father, that they hear it in Jesus' name. And, Father, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen, amen, and good morning, good morning. I did something a little different, you know, doing this anchor now, and I usually do it on another time, but being that I just did the conference call and how it just was like, well, go ahead and do the anchor as well. So I said, okay, here comes anchor two. So this message on this intercessory prayer weekend, it's entitled God's Perfect Speech. Mm-hmm. God's perfect speech. Well, let me say as a disclosure, disclaimer, however we say it, as these forms say it and as you hear it, God's perfect speech. When God speaks, we already know that it is perfect. Every last bit of it. We know you listen to different speeches, like graduations and, different speeches that you hear of people in position. They get up and they make speeches. And when they make these speeches, they're trying to give a message of something they want you to know, or, they want to give you some information or something. It's something that they give in their speeches. So they want to get their message across very clearly. And they want you to listen. They want you to really listen to them. They want you to take note, open your ears to what they say. The speeches. So they think, well, I just gave a great speech and and everybody's going to listen to it. They're going to listen to what they say. Yeah. But there is a speech. There is a speech that will overplay. I said the word overplay. Hear me out again. I said it again. I'll say it again. Overplay. That there is a speech that will overplay every other speech. I don't care what kind of speech you heard. I don't care. Yep. Whatever speech you've heard, there's going to be one speech that's going to overplay every speech you ever heard in your life. Yeah. That's how that's going to go. Every speech that's in your life, this speech is going to be overplayed. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you're going to listen. Yeah. You might say,
I missed it. You know how we do. Oh, I fell asleep on a little bit of it. I missed it, a little bit of it. And
you're not going to miss this one. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not going to miss this speech. You won't miss this one. And it's going to be loud and clear, too. Loud and clear. Every loudspeaker going to hear it. Everyone. God's perfect speech. And let me say, it's like I said, in that disclaimer, what? However, every single word in the speech in the Bible is perfect. Every single speech that he gives is perfect. That's why I said he gonna overplay everybody else's. Nobody else's ain't gonna even have a chance. Not even gonna be thought about. Nope. It's gonna be his perfect speech that's going to last. It's going to be his perfect speech that's going to set the record straight. His perfect speech is going to set it straight. Yeah. Revelations 21:6. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Oh, yeah. In his perfect speech, letting it be known. You know, he's letting it be known. It's done. In his speech, he's telling you, quick, fast, and hurry. It's done. He's the Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end. You know what? We can say it. Oh, you know, it's easy. You can say, well, beginning and the end. Alpha and Omega. But you know what? When he makes his speech, when Jesus makes his speech, when he makes his speech, well, you're going to listen. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, is done. When he says it's done, you're going to overplay any other done you ever heard, any other speech you ever heard. He's going to overplay it. Ain't even going to matter what anything else said. It's going to matter what he said. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And he will give to the one who's with him, the one who's on his side of the winning game, of the winning side, of the winning side, his perfect speech is going to go forward. His perfect speech is going to go forward, and he will give that person that a thirst. You're thirsty, you want more of him, you want to hear more of his speech? You're living, you want to hear more of his speech? You can. His speech is right here. His speech is here because he's giving it, because he wants you. He wants you to hear his speech. He wants you to come. He wants you to listen to what he say, because you're going to anyway. You're going to. Oh, he's going to direct. He's going to lead. He's going to guide. Or whether we take it. To give her that a thirst of that fountain of the water. You know, I say these little things about water often, as water is so important. And if you don't have enough water, you know, your kidneys, and you end up on dialysis. And yeah, things happen when you don't drink water. Well, his water, his water is the best water. His water is the greatest water. And in his perfect speech, the water that he give you, be like, come on, say more. Make you say more. His perfect speech, he gonna give his perfect speech, and every word of it is perfect. But the question be is, who's listening to his perfect speech? Oh, the believers are, because it's ingrained. It's ingrained. It's in his word. We gonna pick it up. We hear it. He sends forward. He gives us the messages. It's there. And you're going to listen. You got some people say, oh, I didn't hear it. Oh, you know, I fell asleep. And, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'll catch it later on. I'll catch it on the replay. This and that, however they. They're going to hear it. God's perfect speech. Well, who's listening? In his perfect speech that he gives us, in his perfect speech too, yeah, he gives messages as well. And he's given some, and he's given some. So the whole context is, we know that his speech is perfect in every single way. John the Revelator, he had that privilege. He had that privilege to hear some of God's perfect speech, the perfection of what he was doing. He got that privilege to do that. Got that privilege. Glory be to God. And with what we're experiencing even now in what we're experiencing, oh, he's speaking. And God is speaking. Oh, yeah, he's speaking. God is speaking very, very clearly. Very, very, very clearly. He's speaking. And whatever your age is now, it doesn't matter. It don't matter what your age is. It don't matter what your endeavors is. So what? You know what? What else you want? If God wills it for you, you're going to receive it. If he wills it for you, you'll receive it. You have to believe it. Believe by faith. If he said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. He's God, that, you know, he don't lie. Nor the Son of Man to repent. What he say he's going to do, he's going to do. And you all got to get my house, got to get my life insurance together. And oh, yeah, if I don't get it together, well, you kind of should have done that already. Should have already had that stuff done. But looking at God's perfect speech, we're being told some things at the time that we're being told it in right now. In this coronavirus season, or whatever this is, we're getting some messages. And here are some truths. You belong to the Lord. We have His Spirit living inside of us, that comforter of truth. You know a common scripture that we know, Acts 1 and 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. He's letting us know. You have the power. You have that power. He's giving us power. He's letting it be known in his speech. He's letting it be known in his those that follow him. You have power. Because he gave it. He gave that power. That's right. That power come upon us and witnesses. You know, you're going to be the ones to take forward my perfect speech. Mm-hmm. Yep. Going to take it there, over there, and over there. Yeah. It's perfect speech. You see how his perfect speech is going to overplay in? It's going to overplay anybody else. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And his speech going to come out. His speech going to get out. Take it to the other parts of the world. Everybody going to hear his speech. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Gonna happen too. Yeah. Yep. His perfect speech. With his perfect speech, he is giving us peace. The one who's giving the speech, the one who's doing it. giving you peace as you do it. As you're giving you doing his forgiving his perfect speech, it's giving you peace while you do it. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give it unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Giving you that peace. You know, people, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I've heard that before. You know, I'm not into religion. Oh, yeah, well, I don't believe that. And, you know, and oh, you know, just end the fifth. His perfect speech brings peace. His perfect speech brings that peace. That peace that he gives. That peace that you're not getting it no place else. Forget it. The world's out. Forget it. It's over. It's ain't lasting. let me put up now. It's not lasting. Either gonna know Jesus, either gonna see him coming, or you're going in the grave. Yep, I said it, going in the grave. First resurrection. His perfect speech, I'm telling you, letting you know you could have peace. Still have that peace, even amongst, still have that peace, either way. Gonna D.I.E. Put that grief up in there, yep, yeah. Because people don't handle their grief. People scared to die. Not as the world giveth. Give I unto you. World can't give you that peace. Can't give you that peace. Oh, but people walking around scared. Oh, people looking at, oh, yeah, oh, what's happening here? Oh, yeah, I got to run and do this. And now I got to run and do that. Oh, yeah, let me go. Hurry. Oh, yeah, if I don't hurry up and do this, oh, this is going to happen to me. And this is, whew. What's happening? What's going on? The world's going crazy. Well, the world is crazy. Yeah, they are.
I gotta hurry up and gotta get to the store. And this, 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 this. And yeah, yes, this, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh, oh, oh. All right, this trouble. Oh yeah, heartbeat. Do, 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 do. Heartbeat real fast, real quick. No Jesus, you got peace. And, you know, made me think, like, in an article, so to speak, you're reading stuff, and how in reading things, that stuff you're reading now is, forget it, but his spirit will pull it out. Just pull out that piece, that one piece, the rest of it you can throw in the trash can. Let you pull out that one speed, that one piece, and let you know that one piece right there, right there, right there. That's all you know. That's all you need. It's perfect speech. Let you see it, close it out. That's it. That's what's going to happen. That's how that's going to be. Mm-hmm. That's how that's going to play out. You ain't got to go through all that. He gives that perfect speech. He gives it. He gives them answers. We can go find the answers from his perfect speech. He lets you find them. Let you find those answers of his perfect speech of what he's giving. World can't give you that. Ain't even offering you that. Don't know how to offer you that. Can't. Fail. Zilch. But he give you that peace. Give you that peace all the time that you ain't got to worry. Let not your heart be troubled. You're not what you're troubled about all that for. He gives you that peace, the perfect speech. He's telling you in this speech what he's going to do. Tell you in the speech what he does. Giving it to you. Neither let it be afraid when your heart beating, because you don't understand. Listen to his perfect speech. Perfect speech. Because he give you peace in that perfect speech. And when the fear steps in, the fear tries to step in. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and be of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he is that doeth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. Stand up. Listen to his perfect speech. Those that listen with the Lord, continue to be encouraged. Be strong. He knows all about it. He knows it all. Every bit of it. That thing that happened yesterday. That thing that happened as you was a child. That thing that just destroyed your hope. He knows all about it. Let not your heart be troubled, nor be afraid. Be strong and of good courage, and fear not. Fear not. Oh, don't do this. This gonna happen. Oh yeah. Oh, fear not, and be not afraid of them. Huh. I say, be afraid of him, not them. Yeah, be afraid of him, not them. Because them going to hurt you, okay? Them is of the world, okay? Them is going to hurt you, okay? Them is going to tell you anything, and they'll tell you, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to do this for you, and I'm going to do that for you, and you never going to see it. Them is going to tell you, oh, yeah, oh, I got it, don't you worry, oh, da, 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 da. You ain't seen none of it, yeah. Them, yeah, well, you know, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that, oh, hurry up, because if you don't, them will harm you. Mm-hmm. Them don't care nothing about you. Take the bug spray. Psst. Yeah. Not gonna help you. Not gonna kill no bugs either. Nothing. Gonna make them bigger. How about that? Yeah, make them bigger. Them don't care. Speech means nothing. You hear me? I said, speech means nothing. For the Lord thy God, he is it that doeth go with thee. Go with him. You go with him. His perfect speech telling you. He telling you. When fear step in, he's telling you. His perfect speech. See, when that fear step in, is what you do. Be of good courage. Be strong. Be, you know, I'm with you. Don't be afraid of them because they're going to try you out. They're going to tell you to do these things. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You don't follow them. You follow me. Follow him. He will not leave thee. He's there. He's there. I always put up kind of like this picture of like Daniel in the lion's den and three Hebrew boys with Jesus in the fire. He's there. He's there in it. He's with his people, right? He is. He's with his people. And he's not going to fail thee and forsake thee. He's not going to do it. Not going to do it. That's his people. He's with us and he wants to encourage us when the fear steps in. I will be right back.
Talking about the Anchor app. Anchor FM. Get on to the Anchor app on today. Anchor will take you places. And you'll be glad that you did. Where you see that purple squiggly squiggly line, that's the Anchor. Anchor.fm. Anchor.fm. Monetize it too. And been on Anchor for over 4 years now. Takes the messages where it goes. And I'm grateful. So get on to the Anchor app on today. Give it a try. Don't have to let me tell you. Telling you again. Get on the Anchor app. Waiting for you. Get on it today. Bye. Hey, I'm back to talk about more about God's perfect speech. You know what, too? He tells us what to expect. Ephesians 6 and 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Well, he lets you know in his perfect speech. He tells you in his speech what's going on and telling you what's happening, wrestling against flesh and blood. That's what we're wrestling against. These things that we're going through, it's spiritual. That the principalities against the powers, against the rulers, we see this stuff. We see it. But he told us. See, in his perfect speech, he even told us about these things. And that wickedness in high places. See, we have to pay attention. See, he's letting us know what's going to happen and what's happening. But, you know something? I say this a lot, and he means what he says in his perfect speech. That's why God's perfect speech is perfect. Every single word, he means what he says. Whether we think he does or doesn't, yes, he does. He does. And somebody better be listening. He will win every battle in the end. Every single one. He's going to win. He's going to win these battles. You can believe that he's going to win the battle. So, I'm saying to you today that God's perfect speech, he's giving it. Listen, his speech is perfect. Every last bit of it, his speech is perfect. Hopefully on today, someone is listening to a perfect speech. Someone might be discouraged on today and someone may need a healing. Someone to someone else might need a prayer. Someone needs Jesus and might need to hear this perfect speech and needs to be encouraged. May you be encouraged on today and know that Jesus Christ is in charge. And if you don't know Jesus on today, get to know him today. Get to know him. Get to know him. Get to know him. Get to know him. Can't say it enough because his speech is perfect. And he is speaking. And he's speaking loud and clear. So listen to his speech on today, and I say to you that you have a blessed, you have a peaceful, safe remaining of the weekend. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name. We come thanking you for another day. We're thanking you for all that you've done, and we just say thank you for it all. Thank you where you take this message. We say thank you again. And we just say, Lord, we just give you praise. We give you glory, and we give you honor. And we say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. And we say thank you again. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.